What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Chris Price is with the Boston Globe. He joins us on the bench to talk about everything Boston. How you doing there, Christopher?
I'm doing great, Scotty. How you doing, man?
My man, everything's good. So let's start with the Pats-Eagles game. You know, in the past, they're the best team in the NFL now going on, whatever, two decades. It's just total domination. We understand all that. But the thing is, like, do you remember when, like, the Giants beat them in the Super Bowl a couple times, and it seemed like that even in games, whether it was preseason or regular season, if they ever met again, which they did a few times, they would always have problems with the New York Giants. Do you think that after losing to Philadelphia, any of that same smell is sifting out of there where they would have another problem with this Eagles team like they did the Giants? Or do you think they can handle their business in Philly?
I think there's the chance of a little bit of that post-Super Bowl residue lingering with this one when you're talking about a Patriots game plan going up against this Philadelphia team. But I don't think it's going to be an overriding thing. I think so many of the guys on both sides of the ball have changed over the last couple of years. There's been so much personnel turnover. Look, both of these teams do what they do, and they do it really well. But I don't think that, you know, as you mentioned, I think the Giants might have been in the Patriots' head a little bit there for a few years. I don't think there's that same sort of template when you're talking about the Eagles going up against the Patriots this time around.
Do you think that, it really is incredible how they could, like, go and lose a Super Bowl that was so unbelievable. That was a great game. And then, to just wash it off and then go back and win another one, to me, is what shows the greatness of the franchise, that they could just wash their hands of it and then get back to work and get back to business and then handle their business and win it against the Rams when everybody was selling you that McVay was a genius. Always said there's only one genius in the NFL, and there's only one great, truly great coach, and that's Belichick. It is amazing how they just turned it right around and went and won another one.
Yeah, exactly, too. I think one of the weirdest things in all of professional sports, Scott, I wonder if you agree with me on this, is that the team that loses the Super Bowl every year, the following year, they struggle for whatever reason, you know, whether it's injury, whether it's, you know, personnel, whatever the case may be. The Patriots were able to kind of flip that narrative on its head last year. As you mentioned, they're coming back after losing the Super Bowl to the Eagles. They come back, they beat the Rams again, as you said, with all the hype behind the Rams and McVay and one of the great offenses that we've seen over the last couple of years. To hold them to single digits in that game was nothing short of remarkable. But yeah, I think one of the things that they do better than anyone else, win, lose, whatever the case may be, Belichick closes the door on the previous season. There is no mention of it, there is no talk of it, and the focus is always moving forward. I know it's kind of corny, it's kind of a cliche, but it's really true and it really works for this franchise.
So do you feel confident in the way they're blending Sanu into this mix?
Yeah, I do. I think that Mohamed Sanu, quite honestly, has a chance to be remembered ultimately as one of the great mid-season offensive pickups of this team. He immediately entered what we call Tom Brady's circle of trust after 10 catches against the Ravens went to him in crunch time on a number of occasions, and he's a guy who just seems to understand it. He's a guy who knows what Brady needs, or at least, you know, publicly, privately, whatever the case may be, has appeared to know what Brady needs, where he needs to be to get the ball in optimal situations. So, yeah, I think Sanu has done very, very well. Look, you know, only a couple games into his New England career, but there are guys up and down the locker room raving about what he's been able to do. And I think if you can bring a guy like that in and rely on him down the stretch and into the postseason, that does wonders for a Patriots offense that's been a little bit up and down over the course of the first, you know, nine games.
Chris Price with us, Boston Globe, great paper. Do you think you know, the loss to the Ravens, it really was stunning because they were down like 17-13 at one point or something like that, and then it just kind of unraveled. How much do you feel that they are, you know, problematic for them moving forward to get through the AFC? Because obviously they still hold that one, and they would be at Gillette, which means a divisional semi that they always win and get to the title game. How much are they worried behind the scenes of what Lamar Jackson was able to do to them?
I think Lamar Jackson really presents an interesting challenge for this defense, one of the best defenses that I've seen that this Patriots team has had over the last, you know, 20 years or so. You know, the multitude of talents that he brings to the field on a fairly consistent basis, I think will make him a very difficult opponent for the Patriots if they face him again. But, you know, to your point, if they get the game in Gillette, if they are home, you have to feel good about where you are as a New England fan. Now, that being said, of course, when you look at the teams that have come into Gillette and won playoff games, the Ravens have done it twice. And so if there's a franchise out there that's really not afraid of New England in the big games in January, it's Baltimore. So right now, man, look, I got to say, you know, there's a lot of football between now and January. These are the two best teams in the AFC. And I know that a lot of people pick Kansas City, and Kansas City could still get on a roll with Mahomes coming back in Houston with Deshaun Watson, you know. But right now, these are the two best teams in the AFC, and I think everyone would like to see the two best teams in the AFC eventually, you know, advance to play against each other in late January.
I can't buy Kansas City, Chris, because of that defense of theirs. It's like butter. I mean, teams are cutting through them like butter. I mean, honestly, it's like Thanksgiving dinner. They're just like, it's so easy to do things against them. That, you know, when you see a team that's supposedly so good and they have that weak-ass defense, teams with weak-ass defenses don't win the Super Bowl and don't get to the Super Bowl. So let's move on. I want to ask you about a couple other things. The Bruins with another huge win in Toronto tonight. In my opinion, they own the Leafs. The Leafs will never win a Stanley Cup as long as the Boston Bruins are in business. And they did it again tonight up there, and they're in first. And they are once again one of the best teams in the NHL without a doubt.
Yeah, they are. There's no doubt there. I think that it's... If you're a Bruins fan, you're definitely consoled by the fact that this is a team that managed to bounce back tonight again against the team that they always seem to handle. But look, they were in a situation where they needed a win. They were a little sluggish, a little inconsistent over the last week plus. They lost a couple games they quite frankly should have won, including one against Florida earlier in the week that ended up in a shootout. But things appear to be recalibrated with that Bruins team. And again, this is a team that, like you said before, they got off to a great start. They always seem to have Toronto's number. Right now, it's all about stacking success, going on tonight's win, building on that moving forward, and being able to get back to where they need to be, specifically where they were about a week or so ago.
Chris Price with us from the Boston Globe, great writer. Do you think that Kyrie Irving, when he left there, obviously when he was there, it got kind of weird. I thought in the end he kind of melted down on him and just kind of gave up. Like, it was like he was, they talk about moody and all this other, but it seemed to me like he was like, I'm out of here. Now he's in Brooklyn. He's filling it up, et cetera, whatever. But bottom line is Kemba Walker went in there. He's dropping 25 a game. And my question to you is, how quickly did they forget about Kyrie Irving and just pick up with Kemba and say, screw him? They're 9-1 going into this game with the Warriors tonight. It starts any minute now out in the Bay Area in San Francisco. The Celtics really have been an incredible story because no one saw it 9-1 coming.
No, I agree with you there. Two things that I want to get off my chest about the Celtics here. First of all, we ran a poll at BostonGlobe.com earlier this week saying who's been the MVP at the early start, and we listed Kemba Walker, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and then other. And we got an awful lot of votes for other specifically Kyrie Irving, with the idea of addition by subtraction, the idea that Kyrie is no longer there. A lot of those young guys are not walking on eggshells around him like they were the last couple of years. And this is a team that really gets along. They love playing with each other. The other thing, the second thing, they have five games out west right now. They start a five, as you mentioned, they start a five-game road trip out west. They play the Warriors tonight. If they can get through that stretch, you know, the Warriors obviously are not the Warriors of old, but they still have games against, you know, Denver and the Clippers, a couple of really difficult challenges. If they can get through that stretch over 500, if they can go 3-2 with no Gordon Hayward in the lineup, they have to feel really good about where they are. Aside from the 9-1 start, aside from what they got from Kemba, if they can come home with a successful road trip, then I think a lot of people around the NBA are going to start to take notice of this.
That's very interesting that Kyrie's the most valuable Celtic because of his leaving made him better. I didn't know they were all stressed out by him because you've heard about, you know, so many things about him and so many rumors and so many controversies, and they blame him for everything, wins, losses, whatever. To see that, I actually believe it. I think they are showing, like, less stress playing, and that they're actually moving the ball, moving each other, you know, pick and roll like crazy, getting around backdoor cuts. They just look better. Smart behind-the-back passes, and I just think they've looked fantastic. Last question I got for you. What did you think of Ben Cherington getting the Pirates job? And because that guy, he won a World Series up there, and then they, you know, I guess thought he lost his mojo or something. And then are they going to deal Betts? It sounds like they are.
The big story up here this week, our guy Pete Abraham wrote a story saying, what if the Red Sox thought about dealing Mookie Betts to New York? Thought about dealing Mookie Betts to the Yankees for some of their good young talent, for some of their young arms. The other deal that I think would be absolutely fascinating would be dealing Mookie Betts to the Mets for someone like a Jacob deGrom type, someone like a, you know, getting another young arm, getting another talented young arm, getting a pitcher, getting a couple of bats. There's a lot of talk up here because, quite frankly, you're going to have to do one or the other. With J.D. Martinez opting in for 2020, you're not going to be able to afford to pay J.D. Martinez and Mookie Betts what they're worth. Now, the other possibility here is J.D. Martinez opts in, and then they end up trading him somewhere. So I have a feeling we have a lot more chapters to go in what could be a very compelling offseason for this Red Sox.
I think that's a great idea to trade Betts to the Mets because they're stupid enough to fall for it and give you DeGrom. I mean, if you're going to trade him to somebody stupid. How do you think Cherington will do in Pittsburgh?
I think he's going to do well. I think he's going to do really well. I think that there was a lot of belief around here that he fundamentally inherited, you know, Theo's team, and that was, you know, why he ended up winning the way he did. But he's a smart guy. He is a guy who is really good when it comes to player evaluation. He's a guy who should fit in very nicely with the Pirates.
Chris, great stuff tonight. I love your work, and have a great weekend, man. Thanks for coming on the bench. We'll catch up soon.
My pleasure, Scotty. Take care.
All right, Christopher Price with the Boston Globe.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.